Well, you know, I certainly think the packaging issue would go a long way to help for our unintentional child playing with the package type exposures, where just a tiny amount is enough to cause pretty severe toxicity. And in addition, yeah, I think the labeling may help increase awareness. I'm not sure, you know, what impact that may have, but I certainly think historically we know that making things harder to get into for the toddler group does impact exposures. We have great data with aspirin, you know, from a long time ago.
Just made me think when you said toddlers, when you're getting calls about this stuff, is it for kids, really little kids, you know, toddlers who are picking it up?
Yeah, our highest age group for unintentional exposures are those typical toddlers, about a year and a half to 3 years old, who are doing a lot of their exploratory hand-to-mouth activity, and whatever it is that's going to be around, they're just going to stick it in their mouth. So we do get those. We do have older people, but the predominant number is in these, you know, small kid type exposures.
I mean, as far as e-cigarettes go in general, are they, I mean, you know, smoking, we know the risks of smoking cigarettes. Do we know much about the risks from smoking e-cigarettes yet?
I think the jury's out on the long-term risks. We know that they contain nicotine. We know they contain byproducts due to the burning of those. I don't think the long-term consequences are known of those. We know what nicotine does. We don't know what the other products that are contained when smoked, what they'll do.
I mean, again, regarding your expertise here, if people are using this stuff through the inhaler, whatever those devices are, and they're all different kinds of things, does that ever lead to a poison control call or not?
It's atypical with normal smoking use of these products. It is limited by the fact that it's pretty rapidly absorbed. So if someone determines that for themselves, oh, I'm getting too much nicotine, you kind of feel that before a lot of the major symptoms occur. When people ingest these products, a little different in that you have no ability to say, I'm not going to inhale anymore. And you'll continue to absorb and have toxic effects. And in addition, some of these products are now being contaminated because you can refill these products with things that don't contain nicotine, and that could be a problem moving forward as well.